The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Oh, do I have to?
We need leaders.
Do I have to? Do I gotta hear Steve talk about Washington, D.C.? I mean, that's what it is. It's Washington, D.C. It's unbelievable. How are you tonight? Jeff Bennett here with another installment of Protecting Your Wealth here on National Intel Report. I'm tired today. We've not been together since last Thursday. I have been nonstop running many, many, many things. And it has worn me down very, very hard. A few of you I've spoken with certainly know that. It is the 7th day of November. My understanding is there are some elections going on around the country today. Not sure that I really care. Markets are doing strange things. Interesting headline. Why U.S. stocks don't belong in a global portfolio now. There's a series of strategists that are harshly recommending against it. That gives you an interesting approach to all the insanity that's going on in the markets right now. Where's this piece I saw a little while ago? Senate panel has approved subpoena to force ex-Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer to testify regarding the hack. So, you see, it looks like, you know, Yahoo got hacked. What's one of the big credit companies? Who the heck is that? Not Experian, not TransUnion, the other one. They got hacked. Got a letter from them. And actually got it from the bank saying, hey, if you have been, you know, are concerned about this, you need to go on, you need to check this, take a look at any of your credit cards or whatever that were compromised and do something with it. And Equifax, that's right. I remember putting up a headline on an article when I posted it that I don't really want to say it on the air, but it was a very loosely adapted word about you've been Equifaxed. Except I spelled it a little bit differently, but not the word you people are thinking of, okay? Markets today, Dow was up just under 9 points to close at 23,557. Somebody asked Trump the other day, who is responsible for this? These radical increases in the stock markets. Trump just says me. S&P 500 off a half a point today to close at 25.90.64. NASDAQ down almost 19 to end their session at 67.67. Oil down 18 cents at 57.02. I wouldn't mind seeing oil continue to just wither on down to 22 or 25. I mean, you got, you know, Priuses running around the country, driven by a bunch of raving idiots. And the guys that drive them, they're trying to be so conservative, but then they start texting. And they cannot operate their thumb and their foot on the pedal in the same way, and then they tend to slow up and waver all over the place. Women, I don't care what kind of car they get in, they start texting, and they're putting the pedal to the metal, man, and they're just floating all over the road. They're cutting in and out. They think it's, you know, they just think it's a NASCAR. What's going on in the metals markets today? Well, the only ones that most people care about, keeping in mind we are after hours, so I'm going to give you after hour figures. And silver flat, it's $17 even. Gold down 80 cents at 1276.91. Am I reading that right? Gold down 88 cents, down 87 cents, down 89, 88. It's that fast. Pennies, chump change. As far as the rest of the markets are concerned, most of them we don't care about. Rhodium flat at 1195, palladium at 989. That is up a buck. Platinum is up another $3 today at $923. That's been the market movement. I got home from this meeting Sunday night. Now, I would come home every night, go back every morning. And it was, let's just say it was an economic seminar. There were portions of it I could have taught. Two portions in particular I could have taught very well. Would have given the guy a break, too, breaking his voice down. I started looking at some of the headlines that are out there, and I more and more lately have been posting a few pieces that are not that I post a lot of economic commentary any longer. I don't care about Trump and Clinton. And oh, by the way, a couple of women have come out and talked about Jesse Jackson with his sexual proclivities. One woman's got a 2-year-old child that claims came out of Jesse by an affair. Jesse's done this a lot. And, you know, I told you there was a reason for his rainbow coalition. And in fact, he should have sued the LGBTQWTF crowd for having basically pirated that, the reference to that name, rainbow. Jesse didn't care what color they were, so long as he could get it on. An article I posted about an hour ago, talking about the tax program. Trump, in partnership with congressional Republicans, according to this writer's opinion, is pursuing tax cuts that will blow up the fiscal deficit, add to the public debt, while benefiting the rich at the expense of the middle and working class Americans. Once again, the author says, Trump has not hesitated to betray the people he conned into voting for him. You know what, people? Grow up. Just grow up. Because there is not a single person running for that office in our lifetime that followed through and did what they said they were going to do. The guy that came the closest was JFK, and we all know what happened to him. Pop goes the weasel, okay? Interesting article. You can find it at KettleMorainePreciousMetals.com. It is worth the read. There's also a link embedded in the article for a, let's call it, related piece. It's called Here Are the Winners and Losers of the Tax Plan by Income Bracket. One of the other headlines I saw claims that one out of every five people, I believe, will see some tax increases. Another piece I posted last night that was not meant to go as far as it did, but the more I got into it, the more intrigued that I became. There is a, or was, an amazing artist who lived back in the 1800s. And from the time he was 15, he began to shock the French art world. Not that he ever made it big in the French art world. They would not give the guy credit because he didn't have his he hadn't made his mark per se. His name was Gustave Doré. Gustave Doré did many, many, many different art, but etchings were his biggest thing. And I share this one with you because this is one there was a time I owned one of the Doré collections, and it was the graphics from the New Testament in particular. And yet it was interesting because not everything in this co- collection was New Testament. There's no two ways about it. But I want to share this one with you because this has much to do with what we talk about here twice a week. Economics. We take a look at the headline we just shared with you about the tax changes, the tax cuts. I look at some of the other headlines that we look at out there every day. Central bank bubble, how will it burst? When will it burst? A marvelous essay that we posted, I think Sunday night, called The Essay on the Coinage of Money, which, interestingly enough, was written in 1526 by Copernicus. Copernicus. Another headline, The New American Dream, Work Longer, Live Sicker, Die Sooner. These are the kind of pieces I'm finding. I'm not finding your normal, everyday, hey, the market did this, so you better buy gold. The market did this, you better buy this stock. No, I'm not. I'm trying to find things, number one, that are very thought-provoking. And so having published those kind of headlines, and then I made a decision to do a little bit of research. Allow me to share just a brief bit of it. We're not going to take up a lot of time doing it. And the Jews' Passover was at hand. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables. And said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. That is, for those of you who are pretty intense readers, that's from the book of John, chapter 2, verses 13 to 17. Doré did an amazing piece of work, Christ purging the temple. There is more to this story, as it were, and I would request that you go read it. You don't have to be a believer, but there are some things that, if you're not a follower of Christ, if you're not a reader of the Bible, if you don't believe in Christianity, you will find the story to be quite amazing. H.P. Lovecraft, an author of later years, made a statement that said, there's something those fellows catch beyond life that they're able to make us catch for a second. Doré had it. You would find it of interest to, you know, get into this. I mean, the collection that I owned at one time was from what I refer to as my Ex Libris collection. These are exceedingly high-grade lithographs that actually had been published in books. And I was very privileged to own a set. I sold two of the pieces to an art dealer in Scottsdale who purchased them for his wife. I then gave a series of them away to some friends of ours, The Last Supper, a few others, and the rest of them I donated to a church. Now, I am not a big church goer by any stretch, but I had met this pastor and his wife, who was the pastor and the wife of the church my wife went to, and I found them to be amazingly intriguing people. I like what they did. I like what they presented in church. And when the time came, I made a decision to donate the balance of the collection to this church for whatever reason. And our prime discussion was to help raise funds for the church. So I was asked to come to church on that Sunday and do a presentation about what it was. And by the end of the day, church was over, et cetera, et cetera. We hung around. We'd set this entire collection up. And the church members, many of whom were not particularly well-off people. We were not selling these for the kind of money that I was selling them for before. And that was going to be his choice. He determined what the dollar amount was. We put them out there. And by the time that, about an hour after it was over, these people were pouring over it. They could not believe the quality, the beauty of this. The one I wish I'd kept was Christ purging the temple for reasons that you can well understand. Well, I shared with you a moment ago one of the other headlines that's posted at Kettle Moraine Precious Metals. And it's what bothers me is when I find one article about something, and then I begin to find others that approaches it in a slightly different manner. But the one we shared with you called The New American Dream, Work Longer, Live Sicker, Die Sooner. I believe that I begin to understand the meaning of much of that. There's another question out there. Will Americans die young enough to save their pension plans? Because in 43 states in this country, pension fund problems have worsened. New Jersey and Kentucky, Illinois, they continue to lose ground. Now only have about one-third of the money they need to pay retirement benefits. The state of Kentucky is trying to work on something to get every homeowner to fork out an additional $3,500 in taxes for a two-year term to help fund their underfunded teachers' pension fund. Bloomberg goes on to say that three states had double-digit declines in their pension funding ratios in the past year, Colorado, Oregon, and Minnesota. And though some of this can be attributed to actuarial changes in the way pension liabilities are calculated, forget the actuarial stuff. That's numbers games. That's gameplay. Nevada's PERS is thinking about making a change. They want to assume 8% investment returns. They want to lower it to 7.5. The higher the assumed rate, the less future beneficiaries have to contribute. And ultimately, Sean Whaley writes for the Las Vegas Review Journal. And he says the assumptions are used to ensure the solvency of the plan over the long term for the approximately 105,000 active members and 54,000 retired and disabled members. Because the public retirement plan is a defined benefit plan where retirees get a fixed monthly pension, taxpayers are ultimately responsible for its fiscal health. You see, these are things I've had a problem with. Why is it that taxpayers are responsible for paying into a defined benefit plan? Now, gee, I guess that maybe Nevada PERS is a, a government type funding. Maybe it's the guys that repair the roads and fix the stoplights, and maybe it's teachers. I don't know who's involved with this. That's amazing. The Nevada PERS executive officer Tina Lice said that the NV purse funding ratio of 74.1 could drop if the returns assumption is lowered. Good news, or maybe it's bad, is that Americans are retiring later, dying sooner, sicker, in between. Oh, now there we go again. That's, wow, that must all come from Bloomberg. So this article I'm sharing with you is basically feeding off the Bloomberg piece, but it goes to show you how these pensions, I mean, look at Jersey, Kentucky, Illinois, they're all in deep trouble. And yet we've got more businesses leaving Illinois because of the tax factor in that state. They've now made it next to impossible to get a decent tax rate in that state. So I look at the people who have pumped so much money into the stock market, into stocks, into treasuries, into various different equities, into bonds. And I say to myself, and one of the discussions that came up in this class that I went to the other day discussed CDs. Now, he referred to CDs as certificates of death. I said I beg to differ. They are certificates of depreciation, which will bring about death, more than likely. What became interesting is to look at the insanity of what CDs pay. You go to the credit union, you go to the bank, you got this money, you stick it in a CD, and they pay you a whopping 0.25%. Well, but that's the way it is, Jeff. It's what they're paying. What else am I going to do? Stick it in a savings account where they don't pay not even that much? Or just, you know, it's... Well, the government, in their bona fide insane wisdom, continues to try to make us believe that inflation, and by the way, this, I'm going to share this with you in a moment, the gentleman who was speaking for the 27 hours of open time was interesting. He is the first person outside of myself to have made a particular statement. Now, I've heard others say it, but he's the first one that I've heard publicly make the statement that I will share with you in a moment. So inflation is at 2.2%. We all know that it's a bunch of bull crap. Because you see, in 19, whatever it was, after Jimmy Carter's era, they made a decision to remove two items from the inflation calculations. Gasoline, or fuel, and food. Now, don't tell me the cost of your food bill is going down, because it ain't. I see that. I've been steadily going to a particular grocery store a fair amount over the last several years. One particular store. And I'm watching prices go up. What do you mean $6 for a pound of bacon? Yeah, you can get some that's cheaper than that, but it's garbage. I mean, it's the kind of stuff you expect to get at McDonald's with a bacon cheeseburger, and the stuff is so thin that it's crispy before it even goes on the grill. We know inflation is 9, 10%. Why would you sit there and lay down and accept a 0.25 interest rate on your CDs? I mean, even if inflation is at only 2.2 or 2.3%, you're still losing money. So there's your depreciation. Not only is the interest rate a joke, but let's assume you've got $100,000 sitting in a CD. You're losing 3% a year, 2 to 3%. And that's if you use government figures. If you use the figures that are expected to be pretty real, you're losing 10% to deflation. What's 10% of $100,000? We're talking buying power, people. All of a sudden, you're down to $90,000 in your CD. Oh, but that's all right. They still paid me a quarter point interest. Hey, come on, Bob. Wake up. Interesting. Who's going to survive any of this economic nonsense? Presidents and CEOs of big corporations? Probably. How about the farmers out there that are still trying to produce corn or beef or pig on a hoof or chickens, eggs, meat? How are they going to survive? You know, a farmer is still going to have the ability, we hope, to plant some food to take care of himself and his family, but that may be where it begins and ends. Because if he doesn't play games with the big boys, they're not going to let him take his crop to market at the end of the season anyway. And so, today, tonight, as you and I are talking together, we're currently standing before one of the most unique and frightening periods in history. Never have there been so many extremes in so many different areas. In the past 100 years, everything seems to have developed so much faster. Population, technology, inflation, debt, money printing, budget deficits, stock, bond, and property prices, cryptocurrencies, all these things. And all of these areas are now in an exponential growth phase. The final stage of exponential growth is explosive and looks like a spike that goes straight up, a spike for a major sample like global population. The Dow never finishes with just a sideways move. Once a spike move is finished, it always results in a spike move downward. Always. Historically, it's never failed. And it seems that everything in the world is developing so much faster today. Computers, mobile phones, robots. The world assumes that this exponential growth in so many areas will continue or even accelerate further. But sadly, that is unlikely to be the case. You see, there's more scientific illustration how these exponential moves occur and also how they end. Think for a moment about something most of us would prefer not to think about today, a football stadium. It's filled with water. Every single minute, one drop is added. The number of drops doubles every minute. And thus it goes from 1 to 2 to 4, 8, 16, 32, etc., etc. How long would it take to fill the entire stadium? A day? A month? A year? No. Believe it or not, it'll only take about 50 minutes. Now, that in itself is hard to understand, but even more interestingly, how full is the stadium after 45 minutes? Most people would guess 75 to 90%, but they'd be totally wrong. After 45 minutes, the stadium is only 7% full. It's the final 5 minutes that the stadium goes from 7% full to 100% full. That is the simple explanation why we are seeing this very fast exponential move in so many areas. It's, of course, impossible to say exactly when the global stadium or individual stadiums will be filled, especially since we don't know the size of those stadiums. What we do know is that when it's full, the water level will not only stop rising, but the stadium will collapse. And we are probably now in the final minute or probably seconds of the move, since we are in the exponential phase that has lasted about 100 years. I mean, think about this. World population. From 10,000 BC to 2017. In 1850, 10 years before Stinkin' Lincoln was elected to the White House, the world population was about a billion. 2017, it's 7.5 billion. From 10,000 BC up to 1850 AD, the population had only grown to a billion. Stay with us. More on growth and the fall. And what you can do to take care of yourself.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up?
Yeah, must come down. I don't know this song, but I knew that was coming, right? Welcome back to our second half hour. That was a shock to look at that thing about world population. Look, if we begin to look at a few examples of exponential growth, we can start with world population. We've kind of covered that. We've seen what's happened. The problem is not everyone can become a big, rich businessman. Not everyone can become a professor, a doctor, an attorney. There's the rest of us. And it is we, the rest of us, in so many instances, who are being shoved off the cliff. Technology has cost so many jobs in this country and around the world. Specifically in a country like ours. Yeah, global population might grow some more. But more likely is that we're going to see a major reduction in the coming decades. Could even happen a lot faster depending on the type of event that the world is facing. Looking at the size of an exponential move, 6.5 billion people have been added to the world population since the mid-1850s. A normal correction to such an exponential growth would be 38 to 50%, which would mean the world population could go down between 2.5 and 3.7 billion. Now, that sounds horrendous and improbable, but you start looking at charts. It's unreal. What kind of triggers could we find? War, epidemic disease, economic collapse leading to poverty and famine, or a combination of these events? Oh, whoa, what was it? Poverty? Famine? Economic collapse? Yes. Between the years 1340 and 50, there was something called the Black Plague. That reduced the European population by up to 60%, world population by 30%. A nuclear war between North Korea and the U.S. would eventually involve China, Russia, Iran, Pakistan, India, many other countries, and would be just as devastating, probably leading to world population going down by far more than 60%. And likewise, a collapse of the financial system, which is not improbable, cataclysmic for the world. But depending on the magnitude of the problem, we start looking at something called the eternal wealth portfolio. Then we got geographical spreads. Difficult to prepare for it for normal people. Very few have private jets and residences in many parts of the world. For people who have savings, now is the time to take defensive measures if you've not done so already. I know a very old family wealth who for hundreds of years kept their wealth in property and art and gold, with one-third in each. And with productive land, this has been, of course, a superb portfolio. Will continue to do very well during the coming downturn. Gold and agricultural land are real wealth preservation assets. Well, some art today is a bubble asset, and therefore is going to suffer. But two-thirds of the assets in that family's portfolio are likely to perform extremely well in coming years. Now, you may not be in a situation where you can go out and buy a piece of agricultural land. Maybe you are one of the fortunate ones who's living on it. Let me tell you something. You better get your kids educated so when you kick the bucket, they don't just decide to sell it off to some damn real estate investor. Because I've seen this happen more times than not. Where I live in the western suburbs of Phoenix. And I can't tell you how much I hate it. But it's where I am right now. I'm living in a neighborhood that used to be all farmland. A mile and a half away from here, probably less than a mile, is the crow flies. Them in some cotton fields. And they're getting ready to send that machinery out there to pick it because they got no people who can do it anymore. You know why? The machines are more efficient. The people are lazier than hell. Doesn't matter what color they are. They're lazier than hell. Keep the land. 15 years ago, my wife and I lived up the hill. And I knew the farmer that owned this big piece of land right outside this subdivision. This is a very unique subdivision, very unusual subdivision. I miss it. I wish to God I still lived up there. But there are reasons we don't. And he died. And his greedy, dumb children, well, they got approached by the owners and developers of this growing community. Estrella Mountain Ranch. Talk these kids into selling. Are you out of your mind? That agricultural land is important. It's going to be needed. Unfortunately, keep Monsanto away from it, and maybe more people will survive. Fact of the matter is, there are few things that will carry people through. Let me talk to you about a contrarian, a risk-averse investor. One today, they could look at any chart of stocks or bonds or property, which will all tell him that we are now at extremes. And on a risk-slash-reward basis, very few investors really make money, especially by buying in the very final stages of a move. Oh, yeah, it's true. Anyone who bought into the NASDAQ in early 1999 has more than doubled his money by March of 2000. But the problem is more than 95% of the investors stayed in at that point, and most didn't get out until they'd already lost 50 to 80%. Why do you want to keep rolling the damn dice this way? Back in 2002, our author, who is a brilliant man, decided as a company that risk in the world would accelerate in the coming years. It was the right time to protect ourselves and our clients. So gold was at that time, unloved, undervalued. It had been going down for 20 years. Nobody cared. Gold bottomed in 1999 at $250 an ounce. Gone down from the $850 peak of January 1980. Well, we've seen gold go down to about $1,200, high 1,100s, low 1,200s. A few years ago, it was at 1,900 momentarily. But you see, if we go back, the average investor obviously never got excited that gold had gone up by $50 since 1999. It was 300 by February of 2002. And that's when decisions were made to put a significant percentage of our own funds, money, as well as to recommend to our investors to do the same. Now, that is what we call a typical contrarian investment. You buy an asset that is on nobody's radar screen. In the case of gold in 2002, 65% below its peak price of 22 years earlier. But it is, of course, not enough just to buy something which is cheap. What you buy must also have an intrinsic value and the potential to grow substantially. And gold's role as the only money that has existed and survived for almost 5,000 years makes it clear that function is likely to continue for many thousands of years to come. I don't care what the headlines say. Bitcoin is the new gold. I mean, Bitcoin dropped off a little bit. Bang, $7,500. I've got a listener who a few years ago paid $1 a piece for bitcoins. I don't know how many she bought. They're now worth $7,500 a piece, but they're only worth that much if you cash them out and take some of the green. The higher the value becomes, the more difficult it is to eventually unload, and the faster it can fall. She's got some other stuff she's looking at. So sell a few of the bitcoins off. Take some of that money and put it into that area. Greenspan, of course, had the easy money policy. That started in 1987 when Fed funds reached 10%. And then he had a weak economy and a weak asset market. Green started his stimulative policy, lowered rates down to about 3% in 92. They'd gone under 2% in early 2002 when we started buying gold. Eventually, rates came down to 1% on Greenspan's watch. And then Helicopter Ben, he kind of needed to sort out the mess during the great financial crisis. Rates were lowered from 5% in 2007 to 0 in 2009. Well, they stayed until 2015. But the continual reduction of rates from when Greenspan took over in 87 had already begun in 81 when the Fed funds rate was 18.5%. That was the top of a 35-year cycle since World War II. And that policy for lower interest rates for 35 years combined with credit expansion and money printing has created the biggest global asset bubble in the history of the world, and that stands today. And now we're at the point where the world will be punished for 35 years of excesses, which is the culmination of the 100-year experiment of fiat money began by who? The Federal Reserve in 1913. If you want to get technical, the Federal Reserve was signed into law in 1913, but it didn't actually come together until 1914. But then all that was sneaky poo stuff going on in the background anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, this $2.5 quadrillion bubble of debt and liabilities, including derivatives and unfunded liabilities, is 35 times greater than global GDP and can never be repaid. Not just in this country, all over the globe. And the crisis between 06 and 09 was a serious rehearsal of what is still to come. And governments and central banks, oh, they managed to deal with the inevitable collapse for a few years by massive stimulative, massive printing. And so when we look at the exponential nature of where we are now in history, it is clear that the next time around, the central banks will not succeed in saving the system. Interest rates are now so low and still negative in many countries that there is very little flexibility to stimulate by lowering rates. The only tool that remains is the printing press. Interestingly enough, central banks who are always behind the curve are now believing that they can withdraw liquidity from markets rather than needing to add. Withdraw liquidity? I don't think they're going to have any liquidity. And so what I continue to do from a personal standpoint is continue to buy things that no one else is looking at. For anyone with capital to invest, this is one of the most interesting opportunities in history. But all of that presupposes that the investor is prepared to take the contrarian position. This is what you need to be doing. Now's the time to buy what nobody wants, but which has a high intrinsic value and will benefit from the coming collapse of conventional bubble assets. We particularly favor things like, I hate to say it, defense industry stocks, agricultural land in politically stable countries, precious metals mining stocks, which are incredible value currently. Now, I'm not a big lover of precious metals stocks, the little junior mining stocks, etc. But physical precious metals stored outside of the financial system. And so, my friends, from wealth preservation point of view, precious metals are always my favorite. They're transportable. I can pick them up. I can move them. Oh, and if you buy any mining stocks or defense industry stocks, make sure that you take personal possession of the stock certificate. Do not allow it to be signed over to someone else, because then you have nothing. When buying stocks, an investor is exposed to the financial system, the survival of which is doubtful, however. The only way to avoid that is through direct registration, which is difficult for most investors today. It's one of the reasons I don't like the paper markets. Direct ownership of agricultural land is not practical for everyone. But if you buy it through a fund, it entails exposure to the financial system once again. And thus, in our view, the biggest exposure should be in physical gold and silver with a smaller allocation to the other areas above. And anyone who is not prepared to take a contrarian view today risks to be a real victim in the next 5 to 7 years. Now, let me tell you who our author is. Egon Van Greeris, managing director of the Matterhorn Asset Management Company based in Zurich, Switzerland. One of my suppliers has an office in Zurich. There are times that I buy from them in the middle of the night. That's right. If I have a client who's buying, the timing is right, I get a hold of my two brokers over there, and we make the transaction. It's not that it's being shipped over from Zurich. Not one bit. They are the Zurich office, the midnight office, as it were, for one of my suppliers here in the States. They'll take the order. It'll be conducted here. Now, having shared all of this with you, I got a quick favor, Michael. You with me? I need you to go to some quick commercial. I'm going to pee in my pants if I don't get down there. I will be right back in about 2 minutes, folks. Bear with us. I had to ask a favor of the board op because I can't wait.
you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Man, I am sorry. I'm sitting here in this thing, and I've been drinking a lot today. And no, not that kind of stuff. No, who had John? A lot of water, some juice, and all of a sudden I reached a point. There's no way I was going to make it to the end of the program. I had to go down the hall to the library. And if you understand my twisted sense of humor, I mean, that's called the reading room in some instances, remember? Jeff Bennett here. Thanks for this has been a slow thing to consider, and I got to tell you something. I was doing some very heavy editing on that thing for expediency to make sure that we can get the important parts. And there's a lot more to that article, but I think we picked out the right pieces that need to be shared with you. And I hope some of it sunk in. Last week we came on the air. I believe it was Thursday. I've lost track of time. And we had an interesting offer with one of my favorite gold coins, British sovereigns, the old ones. And understand something. I don't just deal in foreign gold. You want to look at American Eagles or Maple Leafs or Vienna, Austrian Philharmonics. You want Chinese panties. You want some of the Australian pieces. People come to me. They're looking to gain as much gold. That's the whole beauty of gold. Gold is gold is gold is gold. You want little bars. You want to take a look at the Valcumbi bar, which is the 50 grams, where you can break it off as you need it, and it breaks clean, absolutely clean. There's a wide range of things like this we can do. There's not been much in the way of movement with gold since we were together last, and therefore I can still continue to offer the same package we did last week. And these are pre-1935 British gold sovereigns. Actually, they're all 1932 and older, if I'm not mistaken. King Edward's, King George's, Queen Victoria's, just a mixed range of whatever. These are circulated coins, but they are not beat to death. You're buying them because of the international recognizability. You're buying them because it's gold. You want to take them to Switzerland and liquidate? You want to go to Spain? You want to go to Mexico? You want to go to South America? Down to Venezuela, Argentina, Brazil, Portugal, Peru, wherever you want to go. India, Pakistan, Australia. There's not a place in the world you cannot go and liquidate gold because it's recognized. That's the one form of monetary exchange that has continued to maintain being around for 5,000 plus odd years. That's the reason you do it. So whether you want to pick up, take a look at a small order of, anywhere from 1 to 19 pieces of these old sovereigns, are going to run you about $330 each. Now, there is a flat $25 shipping cost, so do keep that in mind. Once you get up to the half a roll of 20, your price drops down a little bit. It goes from $330 per roughly quarter-ounce gold piece down to $326.50. A full roll of 40, your price will drop again to $322 each. And if you pick up a full package of 100, $319 each comes out to $31,900. And you got a flat $20 shipping fee per order. Kettle Marine is the exclusive precious metals dealer for Republic Broadcasting Network. Anyone who acquires gold or silver or platinum or junk silver or rolls of peace dollars or rolls of silver eagles or 999 fine rounds, all of that benefits Republic Broadcasting Network. But it benefits you and allows you to be pre-prepared for this insanity that's coming our way. Call us at 623-327-1778. That's 623-327-1778. I got to bail on out of here. Time is up. Lots more coming up here at RBN tonight. We'll see you on Thursday, Lord willing.
I want to give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. It's these expressions I never give that keep me searching.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.